If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, equal housing lender, MLS 112-4061.
Our Friday food guest this week is the North Shore native who started a prime steak home delivery company about 5 years ago, and now it's a huge business, and he is a celebrity chef. Scott Fisher, founder and CSO, that would be Chief Steak Officer, of Happy to Meet You. That's the company. Happy to meet you. Scott, good morning. I remember sampling your stuff.
Hey, Bob.
Fantastic food. Man, oh man, your steaks were the best.
Good stuff, right, Bob? Yeah, cut right fresh every morning right in the heart of Chicago. You know, we service a lot of the top restaurant steakhouses in Chicago. So, like you said, 5 years ago, we launched them direct to everybody's home because, obviously, when the world shut down, the great steaks of Chicago had no place to go. But we found the home. So, thanks. And I'm glad you had a chance to try them because we really are that different. I think you had our brisket and our pastrami, if I recall.
Had everything. So did Mrs. Yeah. Surratt. She gave it the stamp of approval. That's big,
great.
Scott. So everything started for you when you got on MasterChef. Is that right?
It's true. You know, I'm a passionate home cook. I grew up eating, you know, from Highwood to the city of Chicago since I was about 8 years old. And I just know what I like. I know the great, you know, the great flavors that I like. So I was encouraged when MasterChef first, you know, started in the U.S. It was about, I think it was in 2010, 2011. I auditioned. 40,000 people went for it, and I made it. It was shocking. So, yeah. So my life kind of changed. It took my passion, and it really drove it forward.
And I know you were just on QVC. They were doing a show right outside our old studios in front of the Tribune Tower. And that's their foodie travel series. And you also have been on Dancing with the Stars doing something. What's that all about?
Let me clarify. I didn't actually dance. I did all of the culinary for the show for about four seasons. So I was brought in to do a lot of their finale shows and their after party wraps. And I actually took over the Sofitel Hotel in Beverly Hills and just had some great events for, you know, the team in the crew at Dancing with the Stars. So yeah, had a chance to dance with a couple of the dancers on the show with Whitney, and actually even danced with Marianne back in the day at the Showcase Studio. I don't know if you remember that.
Oh, that must have been when I wasn't looking. Hey, what's Gordon Ramsay really like?
Gordon Ramsay is, you know, everybody says, is he that hard? Is he tough? You know what? You really only work with him when you're on camera, and when you're off, you don't really interact much. But he was great, very professional. He is on when the camera's on. He's off when the camera's off. So, you know, he's really a super guy.
And back to your business, Scott. Okay, so you partnered with International Meat Company on West Grand Avenue, a provision house, to offer this home delivery service. And now you won Best New Food Business a couple of years ago on QVC. So, thing has really grown, hasn't it?
It's amazing. We went from zero to, you know, over $2 million in sales in just over a year. And I think it's the quality that speaks so high. And I think why we were so successful on QVC is that, you know, when you make an investment in a great quality steak, you really don't want to screw it up. So, you know, I'm there on air to really, we provide a lot of great tips. You know, it starts with great quality, but you know, the way that you cook is so important, and I think the quality really spoke highly. So yeah, our first year on QVC, we won in 2023 Best New Food Brand, which is just incredible. And I've been on QVC for about 3 years now.
I want to get to your tips here in a couple of minutes. You're shipping all over the country now, aren't you?
We ship all over the U.S. Yep, we sure do. We, you know, we started just doing local deliveries in Chicago. Now we're all over the U.S. And with QVC, that just expanded our growth. But we haven't changed the quality.
And is it just meat?
We do meats. We actually do seafood. We have our sister division, which is called Happy to See You. How creative is that? And steaks, chops, Our Italian sausage, boy, and if you get a chance, you know, we do have a little location on right across from our facility. It's called Top Butcher Market. So if anybody ever wanted to pop in and sample some of, you know, the items we're talking about, feel free.
Where is that, Scott? Where is that?
It's 7128 West Grand Avenue, right across our facility in Chicago. You can come in. You know, a great item. Our smash burgers are fantastic with our pastrami. We do pastrami smash burgers. But to your point, Bob, our Italian sausage, I would have to say it's a 70-plus year recipe that was brought over here from Italy. It's I think, the best Italian sausage in Chicago. And we furnish it and we supply it to a lot of the places that you know and love in Chicago, a lot of the beef and sausage shops.
Well, I know all your steaks are the best. Do you have a website where people can go for information and contact numbers and so forth, Scott?
Absolutely. Our website is happytomeetyou, M-E-A-T, the letter U, .com. And you can take a look and peruse, you know, all the great cuts that we provide and cut, hand-cut fresh daily from Chicago.
Happy to meet you, and that's meet M-E-A-T.
And M-E-A-T,
and
yep.
just the letter U, happytomeetyou.com.
Just the letter U, yeah. Yep.
We're talking meat on our Friday food feature this week with Scott Fisher, who is the founder and CSO, Chief Steak Officer, of course, of Happy to Meet You, M-E-A-T. Get it? Scott, what is the biggest mistake those of us who grill occasionally make? It's going to be. Yeah. It's going to be. It's the season for that now, and of course, coming up Labor Day weekend. Yes. Give us some tips.
Here's my favorite, and especially if you're making a small investment in a great steak or chop. The biggest tip I can say is make sure that you prep it properly, and by that I mean start by making sure your steak is completely dry or your chop is completely dry. Take that paper towel, get all that moisture off, and it starts with a cooling rack and a baking pan. And let me explain. What you want to do is when you dry that steak off, you want to salt it because you want to take a lot of the moisture. Actually, the salt draws it out of the steak, but then also reinvests itself back into the steak. But you want to keep it at almost a room temperature state, meaning you don't want it to sit on a plate with the salt because it's going to puddle in its own moisture. So by putting a rack down over a baking sheet, salting your steak and popping it back in the fridge, the air will circulate, and it's almost like you're doing a quick dry age in your own refrigerator. And the reason, when you take that steak off that rack, you'll want to pat it dry again before you grill it. Also, I only season with salt. A lot of people salt and pepper their steaks before it goes on the grill. The reason why I don't use pepper is because pepper, when it hits the grill, has a tendency to burn.
Hmm.
You don't want that burned, you know, pepper flavor on that steak. Just like a Caesar salad, Bob, you know, when they come to the table and they bring you the pepper shaker at the, you know, mm-hmm. where you dig in, that's sort of the same mentality. So make sure that steak is dry when it hits that grill. Cooking times, your average steak, about an inch to an inch and a half thick, is 6 minutes per side for a perfect medium. My other big tip is make the investment in a digital meat thermometer. Every professional chef uses it. Don't be ashamed. There's no embarrassment by popping in that meat thermometer when you're grilling and you have folks over. It will guarantee you the right temperature, but the 6 minutes aside is a real good rule of thumb. My last tip is when you take the steaks off the grill, go back to a grilling rack over a sheet pan because you want the steak to rest, but you don't want it to puddle in its own juices because then it will steam and continue to cook. So by elevating the steak and giving the air underneath it to circulate a bit, you're going to have a perfectly cooked steak.
And then when you let it sit, it keeps cooking, doesn't it?
It does. It does. I don't cover it. A lot of people say cover it with foil and keep it. No, 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 no. If you cook it to the perfect temperature, just the way I said, I would say I cook it to about 140 degrees. That, to me, is a perfect medium, rare, you know, medium.
Mm-hmm.
And then it'll finish by itself. If you cover it, what are you doing? You're steaming that steak, and I don't want my steak steamed.
Okay, go back to the seasoning. So you're saying use salt, not pepper. And are you saying put the salt on at room temperature, but then put the steak in the fridge before you grill it?
Yeah, I kind of let the steak sit out for a little bit, just let it come, let it come down to almost room temperature. Then I salt it on both sides. I put it on a rack over a sheet pan because it's going to, the moisture is going to drip out just to catch the juices. Then I put it in the fridge, and when you salt it, all that salt is drawing that moisture. And you come out with a dry steak. It's just taking the wetness from the steak away. And it's almost tenderizing that meat. And the reason why you have that sheet pan underneath, again, is to catch those residual drippings. Before you pull it out of the fridge, you're ready to grill, hit it with a paper towel again and take off that moisture. You want to get that steak or chop as dry as possible before it hits that grill.
So you don't like to marinate the meat, do you?
It depends. I'm a purist. But if you're doing a skirt steak, a lot of people love to marinate skirt steaks. I don't tend to marinate. If I'm doing a porterhouse or a filet, to be honest, my favorite way is in a pan, a cast iron pan, and I butter baste with some garlic and rosemary. That's my favorite way of preparing a steak.
I'll tell you something. I'm gonna listen to these tips because there's a lot to absorb before I put any steak on the barbecue again at home. And here's what we're going to do. You can do the same thing by going to the Surratt Show page at WGNRadio.com. We will post this conversation in a little while, and you can also send it to a cook it'll be very helpful.
Yeah. And I've got a last minute, a quick burger tip too, Bob.
Yeah,
if we have
good
a second.
Yeah.
When you're making burgers on the grill, or people always wonder when are they done? How do I know? Real simple. Your burgers will talk to you. All you have to do is look for the little puddles of moisture that come to the top of that burger. So as soon, whether you cook it from frozen state or you cook it from room temp, your burger will talk to you. It might stick a little bit to the grill. When those puddles come on top of that burger, it says it's time to flip. Flip it about another minute and a half, and you've got a perfectly cooked burger.
Scott Fisher, I got to go. I hear a hamburger calling me.
Yep.
There's more on Scott's website, happytomeetyou.com, and that's meet, M-E-A-T, and just the letter U, happytomeetyou.com. Great talking to you again, Scott. All the best.
Thanks, Bob. Thank you, Bob.
Happy eating.